strong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Hi, Pinky. You all set to go? The snow looks great for skiing this morning.
Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute. Gotta finish my breakfast first. Want to come in and wait?
Sure, I'll wait, but hurry it up. Gee, it's a swell day out. Nice and cold. You're gonna need a couple of sweaters on your coat to keep you warm. Hey, what's that you're eating for breakfast?
What do you think? It's Wheaties, of course.
Wheaties? On a cold day like this? Say, you're gonna freeze if you don't have something hot for breakfast. Wheaties are swell for warm weather, but lots of people say that...
Yeah, I know what they say. Something about you needing a hot breakfast in the wintertime.
Well, isn't that right?
Listen, Don, if you want to get the straight dope on the kind of breakfast you need in cold weather, what you want to do is listen to Jack Armstrong's radio program. It's all as simple as ABC. Wheaties are whole wheat, you know, and whole wheat's the kind of food that helps keep you warm. Now, from what I learned, it doesn't make a bit of difference whether you eat that whole wheat hot or in a ready-to-eat breakfast dish like Wheaties.
Yeah, that sounds all right, but you can feel the heat in a dish of hot cooked whole wheat.
Sure, I'll admit that, but the kind of heat you can feel doesn't last very long. Only for a few minutes, maybe, and then it's gone. Wheaties don't need that kind of heat to make them good in cold weather.
Boy, you've got the answers down pat. I'm going to listen to that Jack Armstrong radio show and get the dope on Wheaties for myself.
And believe me, that's a mighty wise thing to do. Fellas and girls all over the country are learning the exciting news about Wheaties. It's a fact. No matter how cold the weather gets, you can always count on a big bowl full of those crunchy toasted Wheaties flakes to help keep you warm. Wheaties are brimming with fuel energy units, the special kind of heat-producing nourishment we need in winter. And Wheaties give you just as many of these fuel energy units as you'd get from an equal amount of hot whole wheat. So if you prefer Wheaties, if you want to enjoy a flavor that's tops, plus a lot of bodybuilding whole wheat nourishment, here's the champion winter training breakfast for you. A good big helping of Wheaties with lots of milk and fruit. That's a fuel energy breakfast of champions. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Listen to those tribesmen of the wild Zamboanga Peninsula in Mindanao. They're blocking the trail that leads to the village of Melita, where Jack and Uncle Jim hope to find an old Moro peddler who knows something about the missing Professor Laurie. Also, these tribesmen have just stolen Jack's pedometer, and their chief, Karang, pretends that he knows nothing about the theft. But Jack Armstrong has devised a plan to frighten these tribesmen into good behavior and to recover his pedometer. He and Billy each have a little shortwave radio pack. Right now, while Uncle Jim is talking to the tribesmen, Billy and Betty are strapping their radio pack to the back of the pack horse. And Jack and the Filipino Michelle, with their radio back strapped to Jack's back, are strolling away from the trail, pretending to look for the lost pedometer. Listen.
Stay still, Willie. What a horse he is, Billy. Look at him paw the ground.
I'll forgive him anything, Betty, if only this plan works. Stop jiggling, Betty. We don't want these natives to think we're doing a thing except adjusting these packs. There. I got the radio in the pack carrier. Now I'll fix the straps. Say, how are Jack and Michelle coming along?
I can still see them, Billy. They're walking through the bushes near the creek, pretending to look for the pedometer.
Keep your eyes down in these bushes, Michelle. If those natives watch us, we've got to make them think we're looking for the pedometer.
Let me look for the pedometer, Senor Jack. You be careful. These bushes thick.
Now we've got to get a little further away from the natives. I don't want them to suspect that this talking horse of ours is a trick. They've got to believe he's a magical horse who can talk and read their minds.
If horse talk, they believe him magic horse, all right, all right.
I'll bet they will. But I've got to scare them into returning that pedometer. We'll soon be lost in this wild country if we haven't got that pedometer to show us how far we've gone.
Me think that pedometer have magic too, huh?
It certainly works like magic, doesn't it?
Karang want pedometer very bad. He wants to see how far he walk when he go in hills for start fight.
Well, he's not going to use my pedometer to keep track of his mileage. I think we've gone just about far enough now. We'll wait here until Billy and Uncle Jim are ready to put on their part of the show.
What they do, huh?
Uncle Jim is going to tell Karang that the pack horse is a magical horse who can talk.
That make Karang give one big laugh.
I guess it will. I guess Karang will almost die laughing when Uncle Jim tells him the horse can talk. And that's where you and I come in. I speak into this little mic here, and the horse begins to talk. And since Karang has never heard of radio, he's going to have the daylight scared out of it.
What me do, huh?
You don't know it, Michelle, but this is a very smart horse we've got. He can talk English and the native dialect.
Me see. You want me to talk dialect. We fool them, huh?
I hope we fool them, Michelle. If we make them believe we've got a magical horse, we can go anywhere in this hell country without being bothered. Look, Uncle Jim's walking over to Billy and Betty. It won't be long now.
Here comes Uncle Jim, Billy.
Good. I've just about got this radio pack strapped on tightly. Hello, Uncle Jim.
Is the radio all strapped on, Billy?
Oh, everything is ready, Uncle Jim. Just as soon as Jack gets a signal from us, you'll hear this horse begin to talk.
I wonder if Jack and Michelle are ready. Oh, yes. I see them over there in the bushes pretending to look for that pedometer. He's ready. He just gave me the signal.
But what do we do now, Uncle Jim?
I'm going to take the pack horse over to Caron. Here, Billy, give me the rein. Come along, you magical horse. This is going to be a red-letter day for you.
Look, Betty. Caron thinks we're going to try and get by him. He's got his men bunched on the trail.
Oh, Uncle Jim, do you suppose when they hear the horse talk that they might try to kill him with their barong?
No, I don't think there's any chance of that, Betty. They wouldn't dare do anything to a horse they believed was a magical horse. They'd be too afraid of what might happen.
Have you told him yet, Uncle Jim? Have you told him that the horse can talk?
Not yet, Billy. I wanted to see just how stubborn they'd be. And Caron was very stubborn. He kept on saying it was too dangerous for us to go to Melita.
Well, that proves that there's trouble going on in that village, Uncle Jim. It proves that he's collecting rifles and ammunition for the uprising.
No, it doesn't, Billy. It just proves that he doesn't want us in Melita. Perhaps he doesn't want us to meet the old Moro peddler.
Here comes Caron. He's going to stop us.
Gee, his men are sure ready to stop us, Betty. Look, they've got their hands on their barongs.
Where you'll go, white man?
I told you where we're going, Caron. We're going to Melita. But first, I want you to tell whoever has that pedometer to give it back.
You no go, Melita. My men no got pedometer. You go back now. You go back to Zamboanga.
Caron, I know that one of your men has that pedometer.
How you know, huh?
I know because my horse told me so.
Huh? What say, huh?
I said, my horse told me that one of your men has the pedometer.
You white man plenty crazy. You say your horse talk? Wait, I tell my men. Callate! Sinorengo, I shimula, se solete pulata!
Be careful, Caron. This horse doesn't like being laughed at.
White man plenty crazy. Maybe horse crazy, too.
Look, Uncle Jim is scratching his ear. That's a signal for Jack to start to work.
Billy, I hope it works. I hope you don't recognize Jack's voice.
He'll disguise
us. Me laugh plenty, white man. You say your horse talk, huh? Why not say something now?
Who dares to laugh at me?
There, Caron. The horse speaks.
Look, Betty, look at Caron. Why, he's actually turned pale.
Look at the other natives. They're like frozen.
White man trick, huh? White man talks through his mouth.
So you think that was I who was doing the talking, do you, Caron?
Yes,
all right, we'll step to one side. Come on, Billy. You and Betty come over here with me. We'll let the horse stand by himself. He'd rather be by himself anyway when he talks.
Look, Betty, watch how Caron is looking at the horse. He doesn't know what's going to happen next.
I'm looking at Jack, Billy. He's watching Uncle Jim for the signal.
Yeah, this is far enough away. Have you anything to say to the horse, Caron?
Yeah, me think horse no talk now, white man.
I speak to you, Caron. Do you listen?
Oh, see. Me listen, oh, mighty horse.
Yeah, I'll say he'll listen. He's too paralyzed to move.
There is evil in your tongue, Caron. There is evil in your heart. Is that not so?
It is so, oh, mighty horse.
How is it that you dare stand in the way of these mighty white men? I tell you, Caron, that evil befalls all men who dare oppose my master. Do you listen, Caron?
Me listen, oh mighty horse. Me listen. My heart stands still.
There is evil in your heart. There is evil in the hearts of your men. I see that one of them has stolen the magical pedometer.
There you are, Caron. That's just what the horse told me. I want you to get that pedometer back at once.
Me ask my men. Me see. He ask my men now.
He fell for it, Uncle Jim. He fell for it like a ton of bricks.
I do wish his men could understand English. I wish they could understand the horse.
I think the horse will speak the dialect in just a minute, Betty. I see Jack getting Michelle close to the mic.
Here, Michelle, come close to the mic. I turned the switch off, but stoop down in the bushes so they can't see what you're doing.
Oh, they know, see. They know look anyway. Their heads go round and round.
Their heads are going to whirl around faster yet when they hear the horse speaking their language. Here, hold this little mic close to your mouth when you talk.
Let me say, huh?
I think Caron is trying to find out which one of his men took the pedometer. You've got to make the horse say that he knows who has it. Say he'll bite the man's hand off if he doesn't give it back. Something like that. Lay it on thick.
All right. When me talk, huh?
You talk when I nod my head. Caron is turning around to Uncle Jim now. Quiet now. I'm going to turn on the switch. Caron is turning around again, Betty. He doesn't look any too happy. I don't believe his men would tell him who has the pedometer.
I guess the horse didn't scare them as much as he scared Caron.
That's because they didn't understand English, Betty. Jack and Michelle are on their toes. We're going to see something now.
Yeah, me talk, my man. They say they no got pedometer.
They're lying, Caron. What do you say, old magic horse?
Ang sulat no lila sakit tuaho. Look at those names now, buddy. Look at them cape.
What do you say to that, Karang? My horse knows all.
Me ask my men again. Perhaps they lie.
Wait a minute, Karang. Horse, tell them they lie.
Ma te bomire. Sakari kun bago pitamator salimat. Sarang.
Sarang mo lite po lite po.
Look, Uncle Jim. One of the men is pulling something out of his bag.
It's the pedometer, buddy. Look. Oh, boy. He's bringing it to Karang.
Yes, and he's taking care that he doesn't get too close to the horse either.
Look, he gave the horse. He just can't believe it. Why, he's 2 shades paler.
Well, Karang, you see that the horse was right. He's always right.
See, very wonderful horse, white man. He know everything. What else he do, huh?
He does whatever I want him to do, Karang. That's why I go wherever I want to. If anybody tries to harm us, the magic horse will... Well, you can just guess what he'll do.
Oh, see, wonderful horse. Here your pedometer. Me sorry my men took.
Look, Jack's gonna make the horse talk again.
Listen, Karang of the evil heart. Do my masters go in peace to your village?
Oh, yes, almighty horse. They go in peace. My men not hurt them. Me take them see Moro peddler.
Jack, Michelle, come on. We found your pedometer. We're going on to the village to see the Moro peddler.
Well, sir, old Dobbins certainly knows his languages. Jack has his pedometer back, and they're all heading for the village of Melita and the old Moro peddler. Say, I wonder why Karang was so anxious not to let Uncle Jim and the others talk to the peddler. There's something mighty mysterious about that Moro peddler, and you can bet that Jack and Uncle Jim will try to find out what it is. So listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of the Zamboanga Adventure with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. You know, the fellas and girls who eat Wheaties for breakfast are getting lots of fun you should be having, too. Those toasted Wheaties flakes are made to taste so good, so downright extra special good, that I know you can't resist them. You'd better get yourself some Wheaties right away quick.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand.